כך נגון פרקים ומשנה ה' הנסקים מטעם בשני שבועות בשני סימונים בסרט סוב דק ובפיסים הנסק which is when the hair of somebody's beard or head has fallen out the amount of hair that covers the area of a gris in such a case any type of color of nega would be mitame you don't need a specific color and he would be locked up for up to 2 weeks to see if a simen tuma develops and there are two simani tuma which would cause him to be tame muchlot sayer tzov dak thin yellow hair or bepision by virtue of the nega spreading that would also be a simen tuma and would cause him to become tame michlot decisively tame sayer tzov dak betchila besov shavua rishon besov shavua sheni la'achar haptur if thin yellow hair develops in the makom of the nega that would be a simen tuma whether it developed initially before he went to the kohen or whether it developed by the end of the first week that he was locked up by the kohen or whether it developed by the end of the second week that he was locked up by the kohen or whether it developed after the second week was over and he was dismissed by the kohen in all these cases it would be a simen tuma and he would be tame muchlot or bepision if the nega spread that would be a simen tuma besov shavua rishon besov shavua sheni la'achar haptur if the nega spread by the end of the first week that he was locked up by the kohen or by the end of the second week that he was locked up by the kohen or after he was dismissed by the kohen in all these cases the spreading of the nega would be a simen tuma and he would be tame muchlot but if the nega spread initially before he went to the kohen that would not be a simen tuma if no simen tuma develops he would be tame for up to 2 weeks by the kohen he would be locked up by the kohen for up to 2 weeks which is 13 days altogether and the last day of the first week also counts for the first day of the second week so 2 weeks altogether is only 13 days somebody who has a bald scalp or a bald forehead and a nega appears in the bald scalp or the bald forehead this is called a karachas or a gabachas now the difference between a karachas and a gabachas and the nesek that we had in the previous mishnah is that the nesek that we had in the previous mishnah talking about was some hair fell out and a nega appeared where the hair fell out and that nega was encircled by hair as opposed to a karachas or gabachas the nega that appeared on your bald scalp or forehead was not encircled by hair and also the nesek that we had in the previous mishnah would be considered a nega no matter what color it is as opposed to a nega and a karachas or a gabachas it's only a nega if it's one of the colors mentioned in the first parak and somebody who has a nega and the karachas or the gabachas would be locked up by the kohen for up to 2 weeks and it would have two simanim there would be two signs that would cause this nega to be tame muchlot to decisively tame either a michya or a pishyon a michya is that there was healthy skin inside the nega that's a simen tuma and would cause the person to be tame michlot or a pishyon means that the nega spread that also is a simen tuma and would cause the person to be tame muchlot the michya betchila besov shavua rishon besov shavua sheni la'achar haptur if a michya developed in the nega whether it developed initially before he went to the kohen or whether it developed by the end of the first week that he was locked up by the kohen or whether it developed by the end of the second week that he was locked up by the kohen or even if it developed after he was already dismissed by the kohen after the 2 weeks were up and then the michya developed in all these cases the michya would be a simen tuma and would cause him to be tamei muchlot uva pisyon besov shavua rishon besov shavua sheni la'achar haptur pisyon means that the nega spread this is a simen tuma whether it happened by the end of the first week he was locked up or it happened by the end of the second week he was locked up or even if it happened after the kohen dismissed him it would be a simen tuma and would cause him to be tamei muchlot but if the nega spread initially before he went to the kohen that would not be a simen tuma would not cause him to be tamei muchlot instead he would be locked up to see if a different simen tuma develops somebody who has the nega and the karachas or the kabachas without a simen tuma would be tamei for 2 weeks he would be locked up by the kohen for up to 2 weeks to see if a simen tuma develops altogether 13 days and even though it's 2 weeks altogether it's only 13 days and the last day of the first week also counts for the first day of the second week.